A Smorgasbord Prime Cut, a Made in Minnesota podcast.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back here on the Smorgasbord as we have our chit-chat, our monthly chat with Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce. Good morning,
good
Val.
Good morning.
And boy, for you, I mean, I would guess even, you know, from a personal standpoint, from a business standpoint, December, it's got to be busy.
It is busy for everybody, isn't it? We try to cram in as much fun as we can into this month, and so much celebrating.
There you go. Now, but before we talk about what's coming up, because we just literally, you had your Small Business Saturday, you had all those different events in November. Overall, was November and those events, did they go good for you guys?
Yeah, hugely successful. We had stores telling us they were having record sales. We had people out in droves just shopping and going around downtown and all over the South End and just kind of everywhere. So that was really great to see. We did our passport program. We had our highest participation ever. So yeah, just a lot of great things to kick off the holiday season, but you know, that's still going. So
and did you actually get to drop the ping pong balls? Cause it was kind of snowing. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to stay in and I'm not going to do it this. Cause usually we do go down there.
Yeah, but like, no, you know. We sent out over, I think 105 were launched.
Okay.
So we used ping pong paddles and shot them into the crowd. And then we had another 100 of them that were handed out to local businesses. So over $4,000 in gift cards were given away on Small Business Saturday, all purchased by the Chamber and the ambassadors, which is great. So all that money just went right back into our local economy.
So they had a little contest, you know, 10 points if you can, how many people you can hit in the crowd there.
Just started hitting people. Oh, well, next year, our only feedback was that they want to see the boom truck back. So we are already looking for a boom truck. So we'll have that boom truck by next year.
There you go. Now there's still a lot of stuff. If folks didn't get out, as we transition now from November into December here, if folks didn't get out, there's still plenty of time. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit chilly out this week here. But a lot of these places have rooms you can go into, and it's you can still get some really good deals by shopping local.
Absolutely. I think that there are just tons of opportunities, whether you're shopping out of town, in town, you know, just wherever in the Hutchinson area. There are so many different kinds of stores and shopping opportunities, and they're all doing specials and events. And so, yeah, just check those all out on the community calendar. We're posting them to the digital marquee as well. So when you're driving by 7:15, you can just kind of read quickly through everything that's happening in the next couple of weeks coming up here.
So there's many reasons for folks out there to stay another day in Hutchinson as we talk about what you guys are kind of featuring right now here in Hutch.
Absolutely. We are really working on our winter marketing plan and just trying to show people what a hallmark, cozy, adorable winter place Hutchinson is to come and visit. And why not stay another day? We get a lot of people that come in, whether it's for tournaments or they're just going to come in and maybe shop for the day or attend an event, but maybe stay one more night, stay in some of our accommodations, whether that's a hotel or an Airbnb, and just see what else we have to offer, because there's quite a bit that you could be doing in 72 hours.
Well, and that is the thing, because you try and figure out, okay, well, what can I do here? And the list just grows and grows and grows and grows. And maybe that's because we've talked about your app here the last few months too, the brand new app. That's a good place to start.
Definitely.
To stay another day.
Yep, start out on the app. Our itineraries are going to be coming out in 2026 that are customized to couples and families, and you know, if you're an outdoor enthusiast or if you're an arts lover, so they will become more tailored. But yeah, in the meantime, check out the app, check out the community calendar. There is just much in Hutch. I had somebody say that last night at a Christmas party I was at. There's just too much to do. I can't keep up with it all. It's like, it's a good thing.
that is a very good thing. Now that's for the public. For businesses out there, you do have a business after hours coming up here. I believe it's next week, correct?
We sure do. So we will be at the Hutchinson Center for the Arts. They have a brand new director. His name is Jim. So it's a great opportunity to come out and network. This is open to all of our chamber members, but we encourage other businesses, if they're interested in learning more about what the chamber has to offer or learn more about the ambassadors, this is a great opportunity to come as well and get to network, mingle, meet the new director, and just see what they're up to down there at the Center for the Arts.
Because that is a nice place. You know, the Center for the Arts, they have had some really good events over the years, so it's good to get out and just, you know, meet people like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yes. And they're doing their own holiday boutique this year, so you could have the opportunity to buy local handmade items from artists. Okay. So yeah, again, just a great showing of the business community and just a fun fun night with our ambassadors.
There you go. We got more coming up. Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning on the Smorgasbord. Back here on KDUZ and the Smorgasbord, talking with Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, talking about what's going on in December here. But we do kite because it is it's the 12th month of the year. Mm-hmm. It's 2026 is, and the next time you and I chat will be the new year here. So how do you, as far as the channel, I'll start with this then. From 2025, how would you recap 2025 at the chamber?
Oh,
how,
that's great.
How was it?
I think it was a really successful year. I think we got a lot of feedback from our chamber members on where they want to see the chamber go in the future, and we were able to adapt and evolve to meet those needs, whether they were more opportunities for education, networking, whether they wanted to shine light on local businesses, or if they wanted to even, you know, target a specific industry like manufacturing. We were able at the chamber to show up for all of those things in addition to the tourism side, because we're also the CVB. And so being able to really start to market Hutchinson as a tourist destination, a lot of that hard work that we did in 2025 is rolling out in 2026. So hopefully getting more people to come here and spend their money and support our businesses, but also just lots of new things coming too. We're going through our event calendar, just like everyone else is right now, setting the dates for everything in 2026. So we're just going to have quite a few new opportunities rolling out then as well.
It did seem, because I've been doing this program with you or Mary or other chamber people for many years. It did seem like 2025, it was kind of a year of transition, not just for maybe the chamber, but for the business community in general, a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
I feel like there is a palpable momentum downtown right now, and you see it through tons of new businesses, which I'm proud to say a majority of them are female-owned. A lot of these new businesses are mm-hmm. women-led, and they are just creating energy and excitement, and they're collaborating and they're working together. And that's just across Hutchinson as a whole. It's been really great to see even people within our manufacturing, you know, healthcare, just step up, support these businesses, support these events. And yeah, just kind of go through the transition, because marketing's different than it was even a year ago. And so we're all trying to figure out ways to bring people in and get them to spend their money, but also just how to work better together and promote each other's events, kind of like the 4th. So we've got our Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree event by Hutch Health Foundation, but there's multiple other community events going on simultaneously. So that's just going to be a fun night downtown. And there's tons more of those things coming in 2026.
Well, and that's what I was going to, because do you want to give a little preview of, you know, because obviously you're not going to have a lot of details, but what are some of the events coming in 2026 for folks to watch out for?
So we haven't told anyone yet, but we are looking at doing a summer solstice ladies golf event. So that's a brand new event that we've never done before. Just trying to support more women in business and creating more environments where women can come together and network and, you know, just share information and have a fun time. So that's one of our newest events that's coming out. We'll continue to do our Lunch and Learn series, which provide education. We're taking a look at a lot more different avenues for advocacy, which is really important to the chamber on the local and state level. And in addition to that, just promoting all of these businesses. I mean, we can barely keep up with how many are opening in terms of our posts, which is absolutely fantastic. So yeah, lots of exciting things, but that's kind of a sneak peek at one of our newest events coming in 2026.
There you go. And as we wrap up, the best place to maybe stay up to date is, in addition to that app, is your calendar.
Yep, the community calendar on the website. Calendar. Yep, that's the best resource. Check out the digital marquee. Check out the app. You know, a lot of information comes from those three sources. So if you're looking for anything to do in Hutchinson, I would highly recommend starting there.
Sounds good. Val, thanks for coming in. Yeah. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
We'll talk with you next year,
I guess. All right. See you next year.
Thank you. Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, here on the Smorgasbord.
Local voices, statewide stories. A Made in Minnesota podcast.